episode 150, Peace of Mind.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy day,
radio.
Ladies. How are you doing? It is summer. Yes, it is. I don't know. Do you have your pool time going on now? I mean, wouldn't it be awesome just to be able to have summer all the time? There's just something about it. Summer just brings kind of this effect to it, you know? And it allows us just to kind of be free. Well, I love being free. Do you love being free? Just having less stress or feeling like you have less stress. That is huge. Having that peace of mind that you have less stress, less to do, you're less hurried. Wait, is that really what you have? Oh my goodness. Well, that's what we're going to chat about today. Peace of mind. It's always nice to be able to have an actual kind of strategy, a tool, a way to go about your day and have peace of mind. And so we're going to chat about that today. Remember, go on over to createyournow.com. You want to get and download the Summer Survival Planner. It's fun. You'll get lots of tips throughout the summer. So go definitely look it up. All right. CreateYourNow.com. I can't wait to see you there. All right. Now we're going to jump in. Life is stressful, right? I don't know about you. Even during the summertime, as much as it brings us about it, it's stressful. Regardless of how well you prepare, there are always the unknowns, things you cannot control. And well, yeah, life just happens. What is it? Moms and dads too. We all have a ton of stress. I mean, just a ton. You could probably name off right now, probably six things off the top of your tongue. Not even thinking about it. It just rambles right off. You're like, whoa, I didn't think about that. That's the kind of stress that we're under. Times are changing too. Think about it. The world is getting smaller. You know, when I was growing up, now I don't know how old you are, but I know how old I am. And I remember that the world, the bigger part of the world, like overseas, literally felt like another world. You know, a continent seemed like so far away. And now it's like a blink. You can just be there. You know, we didn't have technology and social media like we do now. Yet back then, the world was still happening. Things were still going on. Life was happening, but it seemed to be calmer, even with stress. Think about it. How much positive influence do you have in your life, in your daily life? Don't think about it as an overall thing, because those are kind of two extremes. You can think about your influence as a whole for your whole life, but let's not look there. I want you to look at your daily influence when it comes to positivity. Ooh, that's a fun word to say. Say it with me. Positivity. Okay? It just puts a little spring in your step. If you're walking, walk with positivity. Okay. So, sorry. I like to have fun. You know that. Okay. So, how much positivity, how much influence do you have, the feedback, the interactions that are positive, do you get on a daily basis? Okay. What is it? What about the negative? If you were to rank, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being this is ultimate, you know, this is where I'm at. I mean, you know, it's awesome. And a 1 being, oh, maybe not so much. Where would it rank? 10 being is really, 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 really high. When it's positivity, it's a great thing to be at 10, right? But what about the negativity? Do you want to be a 10? No. Where do you rank on that scale in negativity? On your daily influence, negative thoughts, negative things. You turn on the TV and all there is junk and negative stuff. Okay? It's the CRAP. Yeah, I don't like that word. Ask my kids. I don't like them to say it. They do say it once in a while, but I really don't like to say it. So I had to spell it instead. Anyway, there's just all of that. You know, yesterday I turned on the TV to hear about this adult male. He was older. I don't know his age, but had to be probably in his 40s or 50s, driving, jumped a curb, went through a fence. This is in a residential area, went through a fence, hit and killed a six-year-old who was jumping on a trampoline and injured his brother, who was 4 years old. Wow. And they were in their own yard. Talk about stress, peace of mind. You're in your own home and you're like, I can't even get peace of mind there. Some of you all are right now in the midst of relationship struggles and you're like, I can't get over this. I'm stuck. Peace of mind. If only you could have peace of mind. How can you have it? I mean, seriously, with all the stress, with all the influence of social media, being able to get the news basically as it happens. I mean, if it's the good stuff, the positivity, right? That's fabulous. But if it's the negative stuff, what happens to us? Our energy level just it plummets. It goes way down and fast, right? Think about your kiddos. When they wake up in the morning, okay, and they wake up on the right side of the bed and they're so happy and they come in bouncing up and say, Mom, Dad, how are you? It's so good to see you. Good morning. What can I do for you? Oh, guess what? I already picked up my toys and I made my bed. Wouldn't you love to have a child that woke up like that every morning? I'm just saying I would. But the part about just being happy, let's go with that, okay? Let's pretend there. They come bouncing out, Mom, good morning. It's so good to see you. I hope you slept well. I sure did. What are we doing today? Versus them getting on the wrong side of the bed and they're crabby. And they're just like, and you ask them something, they just give you that look. And then they don't want to do anything. So they don't do anything. You ask them once, you ask them twice, you ask them three times. Where is your peace of mind? How do you find it? How do you capture it? Because moms, dads, we got it rough. We do. Raising children in the world today, this world is smaller. It's more complicated. It's awesome with technology, but it complicates us as parents. It complicates you as an individual on how to maintain peace of mind. You can do this, though. I promise you, you can. And a lot of it comes down to one major, major thing. You need to increase the positivity. I love that word. Can you tell? Increase the positivity and have a deeper faith. And it goes hand in hand. You need to watch the influencers around you. Okay. I said the ers, not the influences. The influencers. Who are you with? Are your friends feeding into the negativity within your life, giving you the lack of peace? Is it your family? Do you have someone? Do you have a sibling that just no matter what you do, they're just like, "Arr," and you can't get anything ever positive out of them? What is it? It comes down to what you can control. To gain peace of mind, you need to increase the positivity and you need to gain a deeper faith. You see, you can't control everything, but you can choose who and what you listen to, what you read, what you watch, the social media, the various websites that you go to. How long you're spending with people who are negative versus positive. It's real easy to go down and get on the slide that heads right down to the, oh, woe's me. And you know what? It's so easy to be there. But that's not going to bring you peace of mind. That's just going to add to your stress. So you're like, I want the peace of mind. Give me the peace of mind. Meditation, okay? Meditation can, people take all definitions of meditation. Meditation is flat out, just breathe. Just breathe. Breathe. And you can do that multiple ways. Number one, go find a place of solitude. Maybe that place of solitude is driving in your car. Turn off the daggum radio. Seriously. You're going to hear little news clips. Turn off XM or Sirius, okay? You don't need to listen to them because they're just going to feed you maybe the stuff that's the negative part. And then you go into work and you're, okay? Meditation, breathe, just breathe. Turn on some nice music that you enjoy, that's uplifting, whatever that is. If you're into rock, great. If you're into country, fabulous. If you're into Christian, excellent. Whatever floats your boat. But allow yourself to breathe. Focus on that. Listen for the birds. If you're driving in a slower area to get to work and you're at 25 or 35 miles per hour, roll down your window a little bit and listen to the birds chirping. It's amazing when you do that. Get in contact with your breath. Get connected to nature. Know what's out there. Breathe. Be one. Okay? Another thing, meditation. Also, I talked about having a deeper faith. Devotions. Wherever you are in your walk of faith, whatever you believe, your religious beliefs, go there. Deepen them. Gain a better insight. Maybe it's reading your favorite Bible verse. Maybe it's you need to memorize some of your favorite Bible verses instead of just, oh yeah, I remember that one when it's read at church. Oh, that was a good one too. I need to write that down. And then you never use it again. Go deeper within your faith. And most importantly, take time for you. That's what's going to bring you peace of mind. You need some downtime. You need some time off of social media. You need some time off the internet, time off the TV. We've got so much blue stuff, what I call blue light technology, just everything thrown at us, way too much information that it's just causing a stress overload and there is no peace of mind. And I'm telling you, you can have it. Turn it off. Turn off the stuff that's causing distractions. For you, it may be, I don't know, maybe a distraction is your children. Seriously, maybe you're a homeschool mom, okay? And the distractions, in order for you to get peace of mind, you need to not be around them for a few moments. So find someone that you can trade off with babysitting. You watch their kids, they watch your kids. It is so important to give you that space, you, that time that you need, because you won't be able to rejuvenate. You won't be able to renew your mind, body, and spirit. All right? Have peace of mind. Know ultimately that it's not what everybody else controls, but to have peace of mind, it's controlling what you can control. That will bring you peace of mind. So guess what? I give you permission to turn off that TV, turn off that blue technology, okay? Have some fun the old-fashioned way. Go on a walk. Enjoy nature. I didn't say run, but if you're a runner, go run. Okay? Enjoy some tea outside watching the sunset. Okay? Nothing like a sunset stroll with the one you love or the ones you love. Take your family with you. It's fun. Talk about it. Don't take technology with you. You may want to have a phone, but don't turn it on. Don't even have the music. You can do this, and it can be beautiful, and I promise you, you'll have peace of mind, all right? I want you to make it a great day. I know this went over on our motivation and inspiration time, but I really believe in the stress of life. We just get so bombarded and pulled down, and in order to create your now and to be your best selfie, you have got to find your peace of mind. Whatever those ingredients are to make your perfect recipe to have peace of mind. I've given you a few examples. Take them, learn from them, tweak them, make it your own because you are you. Be present, be incredible, be you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Make it a great day. I love you so very much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.